And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Lori Ann Larson, committee member with the Emery County Miners Memorial. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about this. So we had the big, huge Miners Memorial last year here in Price, and now we are doing the one in Emery County. So that is pretty exciting. This is kind of like the sister one to the one here in Price.
Yes, it is. This is phase two of the memorial project that was put together by the committee back in November of 2013. So we've been working for about 2.5 years to complete both of these monuments.
And it's all paid off. This is it. This is the big day. So tell us a little bit about when and where it's going to be and what time and kind of an idea of what people can expect that day.
Okay, this monument will be dedicated this Saturday on June 11th. The time is a little bit iffy because it's going to be immediately following the Emery County Fair Parade. The parade starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We anticipate that that will last for about an hour, and so we plan on dedicating the monument at 11 o'clock. We will be welcomed by Senator David Hinkins, and his family has a very strong background in coal mining there in Emery County, so we are glad to have him with us. The colors will be provided and posted by the Huntington American Legion. We will also have a gun salute, and they will play taps. It is amazing, as we have done the research for this monument, to realize how many of our miners were also veterans of various wars, and we want to recognize that. The speakers will be Cecil Roberts. He is the UMWA president. Brett Harvey, who is a former CEO of Consol, and Dave Larisky, the former Assistant Secretary of Labor. We will then have some comments from our chairman, Dennis Ardahane and Frank Markoshak. We will have a blessing of the monument by Reverend Tim Laycock, Pastor Carl Citrid, and President Wayne Tuttle. And at that point, we will have each name read, every miner who has died and their name on the monument. Their names will be read by their family and friends. And the grand finale will be a song, Amazing Grace, that will be sung by a group of ladies, and they will be accompanied by David Wilson on the piano and Chris Andurant on the violin, after which we will have a White Dove release. So that will be really nice. And I failed to mention that the Huntington Glee Club will sing the national anthem at the beginning. And there will be free food provided for anyone there in attendance as well.
And who's providing the food? I think they did it for the Carbon County Miners Memorial as well.
Yes, the UMWA will be providing hot dogs and popsicles for the kids, water for everyone. They did that for the Price dedication last year on Labor Day, and they are going to do that for us again this year, and we really appreciate that donation.
Well, this sounds like a phenomenal presentation. I'm really excited about this because you guys have been working really, really hard on this.
Yes, the research has been tremendous. We've had a group of people who have spent a lot of time putting this together, but not just the research, the people who have made the monument. Danny Blanton down at Original Creations, along with Gary Prazen, and then Kelly and Tennille Larson from Jensen Worley Monuments, has put a lot of time creating the physical monument itself. So it's taken a committee to raise funds. We've had a lot of fundraisers, the research end of it, and the actual creation of the monument. It's taken a lot of people to put this together.
How many names will be on the monument?
This monument will have 124 names. That is opposed to 1,352 that were on the Carbon County Monument. There weren't nearly as many deaths in Emery County.
But that's still quite a bit. And that's neat that you're going to recognize all of them. And family members will be reading off their names?
Yes. Any family and friends, we would like to invite them to be with us that day. Meet us just north of the monument site. We want everybody that wants to participate in that to be able to do so.
So tell us again, what is the address where the monument will be at?
Oh, this is going to be at the Museum of the San Rafael in Castledale. And it's just a half a block on Main Street, just north of the courthouse. The exact physical address is 70 North 100 East.
All right. And that, again, is happening on Saturday, immediately after the Emery County Fair Parade. So around about 11 o'clock. And they are going to have a phenomenal presentation. So everyone, go on out for this. This is going to be really, really neat. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Lorianne?
Well, I would just like to thank the community members and also the cities that have provided money for us. The response and the the sheer support that we received, not just from the citizens, but the communities and also the business members. If the businesses wouldn't have stepped up, we would still be out there selling raffle tickets and hats and hoodies trying to raise the money for this monument. So we appreciate everyone who has donated in any way to helping this become a reality.
And it's paying off, and it's going to be neat to see this all happen on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.